This episode is brought to you by IVP. Can we still be whole when our bodies are experiencing pain and suffering? In her book, Hurting Yet Whole, author Luann Huska explores firsthand the vulnerability of chronic illness. By looking to the embodied life of Jesus, she helps us redefine what it means to find healing and wholeness, even in the midst of ongoing pain. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Hurting Yet Whole for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Innervar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 35, verse 4 through chapter 36, verse 7. Willing workers. Moses spoke to the whole community of the Israelites. This is the word that the Lord has commanded. Take an offering for the Lord. Let everyone who has a willing heart bring an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gems for mounting on the ephod and the breastpiece. Every skilled person among you is to come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle with its tent, its covering, its clasp, its frames, its crossbears, its posts and its bases, the ark and its poles, the atonement lid, and the special curtain that conceals it, the table with its poles and all its vessels, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand for the light, and its accessories, its lamps and oil for the light, and the altar of incense and its poles, the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, the hanging for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar for the burnt offering with its bronze grating that is on it, its poles and all its utensils, the large basin and its pedestal, the hangings of the courtyard, its post and its bases, and the curtain for the gateway to the courtyard, tent pegs for the tabernacle and tent pegs for the courtyard and their ropes, the woven garments for serving in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to minister as priest. So the whole community of the Israelites went out from the presence of Moses, everyone whose heart stirred him to action. And everyone whose spirit was willing came and brought the offering for the Lord, for the work of the tent of meeting, for all its services, and for the holy garments. They came, men and women alike, all who had willing hearts. They brought brooches, earrings, rings, and ornaments, all kinds of gold jewelry, and everyone came who waved a wave offering of gold to the Lord. Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, or fine leather brought them. Everyone making an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord. and everyone who had acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. Every woman who was skilled spun with her hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen, and all the women whose heart stirred them to action and who were skilled spun goat's hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and other gems to be mounted for the ephod and the breastpiece, and spices and olive oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense. The Israelites brought a freewill offering to the Lord, every man and woman whose heart was willing to bring materials for all the work that the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do. Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezaleel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with understanding, with knowledge, and in all kinds of work, to design artistic designs, to work in gold, in silver, and in bronze, and in cutting stones for their setting, and in cutting wood, to do work in every artistic craft. And he has put it in his heart to teach, he and Aholiab, son of Ahizamech, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work, as craftsmen, as designers, as embroiderers, in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and in fine linen, and as weavers. They are craftsmen in all the work and artistic designers." Chapter 36. So Bezalel and Aholiab and every skilled person in whom the Lord has put skill and ability to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary are to do the work according to all that the Lord has commanded. Moses summoned Bezaleel and Aholiab and every skilled person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him to volunteer to do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to do the work for the service of the sanctuary, and they still continued to bring him a freewill offering each morning. So all the skilled people who were doing all the work on the sanctuary came from the work they were doing and told Moses, "The people are bringing much more than is needed for the completion of the work which the Lord commanded us to do." Moses instructed them to take his message throughout the camp, saying, "Let no man or woman do any more work for the offering for the sanctuary." So people were restrained from bringing any more. Now the materials were more than enough for them to do all the work. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he heard my plea for mercy and listened to me. As long as I live, I will call to him when I need help. The ropes of death tightened around me. The snares of Sheol confronted me. I was confronted with trouble and sorrow. I called on the name of the Lord. "Please, Lord, rescue my life." The Lord is merciful and fair. Our God is compassionate. The Lord protects the untrained. I was in serious trouble, and he delivered me. Rest once more, my soul, for the Lord has vindicated you. Yes, Lord, you rescued my life from death, kept my eyes from tears and my feet from stumbling. I will serve the Lord in the land of the living. I had faith when I said, "I am severely oppressed." I rashly declared, "All men are liars." How can I repay the Lord for all his acts of kindness to me? I will celebrate my deliverance and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord before all his people. The Lord values the lives of his faithful followers. Yes, Lord, I am indeed your servant. I am your servant, the son of your female servant. You saved me from death. I will present a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord before all his people. In the courts of the Lord's temple, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Psalm 130, a song of ascents. From the deep water I cry out to you, O Lord. O Lord, listen to me. Pay attention to my plea for mercy. If you, O Lord, were to keep track of sins, O Lord, who could stand before you? But you are willing to forgive, so that you might be honored. I rely on the Lord. I rely on him with my whole being. I wait for his assuring word. I yearn for the Lord, more than watchmen do for the morning. Yes, more than watchmen do for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for the Lord exhibits loyal love and is more than willing to deliver. He will deliver Israel from all their sins. New Testament reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 through chapter 6, verse 2. Paul's perseverance in ministry. Therefore, since we have this ministry, just as God has shown us mercy, we do not become discouraged, but we have rejected shameful hidden deeds, not behaving with deceptiveness or distorting the word of God. But by open proclamation of the truth, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience before God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, so they would not see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who shined in our hearts to give us the light of the glorious knowledge of God in the face of Christ, an eternal weight of glory. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that the extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are experiencing trouble on every side, but are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are knocked down, but not destroyed, always carrying around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our body. For we who are alive are constantly being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our mortal body. As a result, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. But since we have the same spirit of faith as that shown in what has been written, "I believe, therefore I speak," we also believe, therefore we also speak. We do so because we know that the one who raised up Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. For all these things are for your sake, so that the grace that is including more and more people may cause thanksgiving to increase the glory of God. Therefore, do not despair. But even if our physical body is wearing away, our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary, light suffering is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, because we are not looking at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Chapter 5. Living by faith, not by sight. For we know that if our earthly house, the tent we live in, is dismantled, we have a building from God, a house not built by human hands, that is eternal in the heavens. For in this earthly house we groan, because we desire to put on our heavenly dwelling. If indeed, after we have put on our heavenly house, we will not be found naked. For we groan while we are in this tent, since we are weighed down, because we do not want to be unclothed, but clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now, the one who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a down payment. Therefore, We are always full of courage, and we know that as long as we are alive here on earth, we are absent from the Lord, for we live by faith, not by sight. Thus, we are full of courage and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So then, whether we are alive or away, we make it our ambition to please Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be paid back according to what he has done while in the body, whether good or evil. The message of reconciliation. Therefore, because we know the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade people, but we are well known to God. And I hope we are well known to your consciences too. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to be proud of us, so that you may be able to answer those who take pride in outward appearance and not in what is in the heart. For if we are out of our minds, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, since we have concluded this, that Christ died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised. So then, from now on, we acknowledge no one from an outward human point of view, even though we have known Christ from such a human point of view. Now we do not know him in that way any longer. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come. And all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and who has given us the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's trespasses against them. And he has given us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his plea through us. We plead with you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God. Chapter 6. God's Suffering Servants. Now, because we are fellow workers, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, I heard you at the acceptable time, and in the day of salvation I helped you. Look, now is the acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Thank you, God. Thank you for another moment to reflect on the gift of your word to us. We thank you, oh God, for this reminder of persecution, of suffering, of pain, of anguish, of confusion, oh God, but also this even greater reminder of what it means to rise in Christ, to reign with Christ, to be a co-heir with Christ. We thank you, O Lord, and we join the psalmist in times of confusion and weakness and burden, and we cry out for rescue and escape and help and restoration, and that your justice would be done. But we also cry out with the psalmist in times of deep gratitude and joy. Help us not to pass those times by, where we can say along with the psalmist that we do indeed love you, for you first loved us, and that by your Spirit, you're teaching us even what love really is. God, help us to love you truly and completely and on your terms. Help us to be obedient to your commands. Help us to delight in your law. Help us to see people as beautiful and fearfully made, O God. Help us to live as forgiving and compassionate ambassadors for Christ. We pray that it would be so clear, even to us and our doubting minds, that the Spirit is at work in us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Got something.